Welcome back as we continue the conversation here from the North Rutherford YMCA. Brian Barrett, State Representative Mike Sparks, and Cliff Sharp, Greenhouse Ministries. And Cliff, how are you?
I am doing great.
It's good to have you here today. Like I said, you could have just walked across the street, but we both came to Smyrna to see Mike. So
that's right.
I guess that's okay. It's,
yeah. All this race.
A special.
Nice, yeah, a nice little stroll down here to the Y. We do shows here every other week to kind of highlight things going on in the North Rutherford County area. So does Greenhouse Ministries, how much do you do countywide, or is it just kind of a city thing? Or
no,
or
it's talk to us? Countywide. Not only countywide, we have people from all the counties around that come.
Really?
from Woodbury and between here and Lebanon and down from Shelbyville. And yeah, we have people. Especially we have some people coming taking classes, probably more people from there that's taking classes than are just coming to get food.
What is it that Greenhouse Ministries does, or maybe what do you not do?
when we started, we had two things in mind. Number one, we wanted to help people, but we know that without education, nothing's going to change. And so we started classes, and it's interesting. When we first got started, Pat Nolan gave me a apartment over in January Street, so we taught our computer classes and GED over there, and that's where we were before we found our building on Lytle. But the second thing we wanted to do was give people a place to volunteer, because there are so many people that would like to do something, but they don't know what to do. And so, man, have we given them a place. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I was sharing with you before we got started. We just did our stats for the year. 39,000 people, over 39,000 people that we have served. Now, a lot of them, are repeats and like that, but that's how many. That's an unbelievable number.
Not only that, but that's up, Mike, from 18,000 the year before.
Wow.
So that's double.
Yeah.
Right. The number of people served in 1 year.
In 1 year, and that's a lot of that has to do with the economy and. During October and November, we were averaging about 40 families a day just for food. But then our numbers on our classes have really gone up. And I was talking to the people that teach our parenting class, and they've had 40 couples to go through our parenting class this year, which is really, really good. I think the two most life-changing things we do are our parenting classes and our budgeting classes. Mm-hmm. And we've usually got about 4 budgeting classes going all the time. So
now what happens in a parenting class?
They talk about boundaries, I think, probably as much as anything. There needs to be boundaries, especially for parents, but there needs to be boundaries for kids. Mm-hmm. And especially relationships between siblings, and they talk about responsibility, and they talk about respect.
For at least probably the first year of my son's life, he thought his name was No-No.
Yeah.
you'd say No-No, and he'd look around because he thought that was his name. But, sometimes you have, and Mike and I have talked about this on this program, so many times now we have single parents, we have young people who may not have had a very stable home, and now here they are parents,
right,
as well, or a parent, and just don't know.
They really don't. We're another thing that we're doing after the first year, we're working with the city schools, and we're going to start teaching classes in the housing areas. Mm-hmm. And while the kids are in school, we'll start classes. Basically, one of those will be parenting, one of them will be how to order your day, one will be food planning, and one will be manners and just etiquette.
Do you have kids come up to you and say yes sir and no sir a lot?
Some. Not as much as I used to.
You know, I've had people who have said to my kids, you don't have to say that. And I don't necessarily say something in front of that person, but I say, you did the right thing, because that's what we've taught you to do. Show respect.
I think respect probably as much as anything is missing. I mean, respect for property, respect for other people, respect for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there is so much that can be done if people will just simply, you know, learn to respect.
You know, when you said budgeting, after getting out of high school and going into college, that is a time when you're bombarded with all these credit card deals and this, that, and the other. And a lot of times our college kids are coming out with all kinds of debt. And, you know, I did pretty good with that. But I always thought that, you know, a class on how to balance your checkbook and those type of things, real life situations before you're in real life, are very important, and that's kind of missing in our education system.
It's really missing, and to me, what's missing even more than that is the difference in needs and wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, so many people think they need all of these things, and they really don't.
You know, if there is something that we really want, you know, maybe it's a new television, for instance. Instead of going out and putting that on a credit card or something like that, what we'll do is we'll try to save for it. You know, that's just not something that's done anymore, Mike. No.
Well, Cliff, what do you see? You know, when you look at the problems, and we were just talking with Dwight that was over here that works here at the Y, and he was upset. Somebody broke into his car the other day, and then he said there was two break-ins out here in the parking lot at the Y last night. When you see our culture kind of changing, I mean, I think it's changed drastically when I was in high school, you know, and Brian thinks that was back in the 50s, but, you know, in the 80s when I was in school, but it just seems like.
See, I was in the 50s.
Thank God, wooden school buses, I guess. Yeah. But it just seems like our culture is just imploding on itself, and the drug problems, the fatherless rate, and.
You know,
it's really disheartening.
You look at it and you really think that. But it is it's a minority of the kids that are doing it. We've still got lots of really, really good kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk to some of your school, you know, people, the principals and everything. You know, most of the problem is 10% of the or less of the students.
Yeah.
But those that are breaking in and things, they're more bold, I think, than they used to be. And
maybe a lack of respect for law and order.
Yeah, I think it's just lack of respect. They don't respect anybody, and they see something and they want it, they get it.
I wonder where that took a turn. I mean, it had to be, you know, my generation or the year before.
Took prayer at
64. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point. A lot of things did change.
Yeah, it really did.
When lives are not God-centered, it seems that
Saturday,
it's all out of focus.
Saturday morning, you know, we were talking off there. You know, my son Preston graduated MTSU, and I was real, real proud of him. And graduated with honors, and I didn't realize his GPA was as good as it was. He didn't say anything about it, but Dr. McPhee does a great job with that. But you know, there wasn't a prayer at that service, and I kind of thought, you know, there are 11,000 people here. That's just the first service, not counting the second service at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought, well, if there's ever a time you need a prayer in your life, it's probably when you get married, and it's probably when you graduate in college, like at or high school.
Well, here you are, world, you know, ready to tackle the world.
Yes. It just, you know, and I don't know, it just seems like the church could do a better job sometimes. And, you know, a lot of these issues that I see out here, it seems like the church, they don't really know what's going on out here in the community sometimes. Do you sense that?
Some do and some don't. Again, when we define the church is a thing. There are a lot of churches that everything they keep in their walls. But churches in our community, I think, are better than most places. There are a lot of
well, I think there are, there's some that step
that,
up
that really step out.
They do.
But I think that. We're intimidated because of of the news and everything, people always say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, you can't mention God, you can't do this. Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You know, you can, but the intimidation is so that people don't.
You know, the I'm sure that you heard, you can't do this, Cliff. You know, back in the beginnings of Greenhouse Ministries, Cliff, you can't do that. I mean, what kind of difference can you really make? And to know now that this year you helped 39,000
wow.
people,
yeah.
that has to. What were the beginnings like?
It's humbling.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You know, it is.
How humble were those beginnings, though? Tell us about how Greenhouse got started.
Well, the reason Jane and I started was because we felt like there was a group of people being missed, mainly the single moms and the working poor. And again, they could get food places, but they could not develop relationships with anybody. And, you know, if you don't develop relationships with somebody, they won't even take classes. I mean, I don't care how many good classes you got, nobody's going to take them if they don't believe in what you're doing and you don't develop a relationship with them. So that was our goal, is, you know, we want to get to know these people. We want to develop a relationship with them. I mean, nothing pleases me more than me walking down the street and a homeless guy, hey, Cliff, how you doing? That makes me feel like we're doing what we're supposed mm-hmm. to do. We want to make sure that everybody's treated with dignity. The reason Pat Nolan let us have a place over there is because she knew that we were not going over there trying to save everybody. When we first started talking, I said, Pat, most of these people have been saved 8 or 10 times anyway, and if you wanted to pray a sinner's prayer to get us some food, they would pray a sinner's prayer.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's not the purpose. The purpose is, you know, treat them with dignity and let them know we do this because we're believers, because this is what Jesus has called us to do. But we're not, you know, we're not going to try to push religion mm-hmm. on anybody. Religion kills anyway. You know, Jesus gives life, not religion.
Well, if, you know, you show a person how to fish, then what happens? They can eat and sustain themselves. So the way that you're helping them is to get ahead maybe with the food, but also then to know how to budget so they can buy their food later. I mean, you're really, the teaching is very important concept of,
right.
of
and,
what you do.
And when they come 4 times, they have to go through a budgeting class before we'll serve them again. And a lot of them go in kicking and screaming. They don't want to take the budgeting class. They don't want anybody to know how they spend their money. And a lot of them leave the same way, but they've gone through their class. But a lot of those, as I said earlier, that's life-changing. I mean, I can tell you a bunch of stories. I mean, life-changing. And I had one lady that went through her budgeting class. We made her, you know, she had to. She is on disability, got $573 a month. And so the teacher, the first day, they give them a form. You take this home. You write down every nickel you spend this week. She came back the next week. She was spending spent $28 at a fast food place next to her on candy, potato chips, and Cokes.
Yeah.
And she had, no wonder she couldn't pay her bills. You know, multiply that by 4. How much she spending of her money?
Yeah.
I mean, she was living
she's spending almost a fourth of it.
Almost a fourth of it, and she was living in a rental assistance place, or she really couldn't have made it.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it was just like turning on a light for her. I can't believe I do that.
A lot of times when you put that stuff down,
yeah.
then you go back and look at it, you can see. And then I'm sure you use that as a teachable moment. Well, if you take that $28 times 4 and put it here, then you can afford that.
That's right.
Or if you take just a portion of that and buy that at the grocery store in bulk instead of buying a little package here or
right.
there. So it's a very teachable moment.
It really is. But, again, not very many people are going to be in that situation. You know, like I said, most of them, they take it because they have to. But, you know, maybe something will sink in. You never know.
Well, if you can reach 2 out of 10 or 3 out of 10?
2 out of 200.
Or two out of 200.
Would probably be closer.
Well, I mean, but with those numbers, though.
You know, we don't worry about numbers. I mean, statistics are immaterial. If we can help one person, you know, 1 out of 100, 1 out of 200, great. That's one we've helped.
Mother Teresa, that I think said that if you can't, what is it? If you can't feed 99, feed one, you know.
But, you know, there is a cycle. I'm on my church's benevolence committee, and you can almost like clockwork know about a phone call that you're going to get every 6 weeks or so. I mean, it is from the same people.
Right.
You know, and kind of feel like you're enabling that person to continue in that cycle. You want to help, but what breaks that cycle? It's what you're doing, and we do it
education
on a very small part, but what you're doing is, it's hard to do.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you look at someone and say
for a
that,
lot of people, you know? Though, this is what they do for a living.
Right.
They go from place to place
right.
to place. I mean, that's what they learned, and that's how they survive. I mean, you think, oh, they're taking advantage. And sure they are. But that's what they do.
That's all they know.
That's all they know. And so that's, you know, but if you can get, again, one or two to change, that's great.
But at some point, I'm sure there have been cases where you have to say, that's it.
That's it. We can't help you anymore. That's right. And, I mean,
that has to be hard, though.
It does. I had a girl come in recently that I talked to, and she was, well, we do not help with money. And she was wanting some help with her rent. She was 2 months behind. She was getting evicted. Her dad had sent her the money, but she was also behind on her child care and some other things. She spent her money and not going to have a place to live. And I told her, I said, you know, what's the most important thing? She's got three children. I said, those children need a house, a roof over their head. And she's not working. Why do you need child care? You know, and you go down those things with her, and she hears you, but I don't think she understood at all.
You have a lot of great people who work with you, and I know it's very much a family group too, because Christy's there and your wife, and also that has to be pretty neat to be in ministry with everybody in the family.
But I mean, our family's great, but the number of volunteers we have is just astronomical. You know, we have hundreds. I have no idea how many volunteers we have, but you know, to serve that, we're up to 7 staff members. Well, 5 full-time and 2 part-time staff members, and serving 39,000 people.
Wow!
It's got to be all those volunteers.
That's the city of Smyrna, right there. That's the town of Smyrna. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all of these volunteers, and the community that provides the food, you know, the food and the funds, and I tell you, a true miracle is that we have over 60 churches that support us at some degree.
Yeah.
And you know, that's unbelievable of every denomination. And, you know, because we're a safe place, I think, and we're, you know, we keep Jesus number one. He is number one. And we're going to always minister from that point of view.
It's not one of those. How do you do that? I know we kind of touched on that just a second ago. But some people, that is I'm trying to figure out how to say this, to say it the right way, the way I really want to ask it. While Jesus is there out front, it's not like it's – is it pounded in?
No.
Or, I mean
– the main thing we do is pray with everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in, we say, this is what we do here, we pray. I personally have never had anybody tell me no. I've had one or two volunteers that says that somebody did not want to pray for them. But I've never had.
But, I mean, you've come across the person who was just really adamant about it. I
didn't see Jesus doing that.
That's what I was going to say.
The only people Jesus really, really got upset with were religious people.
Yeah. The establishment.
Right. Establishment. Yeah. And, but
But he was kind of a rebel, Cliff.
Yeah, he was. You can say that. But
they should see something different in you if Christ is in you. They should see something different in you.
And that's what we want our volunteers to portray. We do volunteer training the first Tuesday of every month, or second Tuesday of every month. But it's not really training. All it is orientation. We just talk about how to treat people and how people don't think alike and personalities are different and, you know, all those things. We have a lot of fun with it. Of course, we don't do anything but don't have fun.
Yeah.
You know, again, if Christians can't have more fun than anybody else, you know, look at your Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, something's wrong.
But, Cliff, do you ever just think, you know, what would Christ do if he's seen some situations that he sees?
I think he'd do just like he did then. He would just go from place to place, continue to show love to the people he could see. And because there's a lot of things you can't do a lot about.
Yeah.
But he didn't. You didn't see him saying something about somebody else that would do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, he was not, but you look, know, out, you know, front. But,
I guess,
but there were people.
I guess what
were.
I see, you know, I see, like, just now we were driving through Nashville, seeing a homeless guy laying under a tent right there near Titan Stadium. You know, it's pouring down the rain. You kind of think, man, you know, we were just through there last night. In fact, I was riding with Mike Hollings, said we were going up to the auto auction, and I was in the back seat. They picked me up, and a homeless guy, you know, they're selling those newspapers, and Mike reached in and hands them. It was a pretty decent amount of money. The guy was tickled to death, and Mike had a little conversation with him while we were at the red light. But I see so many of those things, and I'm going to tell you, I see problems that you wouldn't have seen 20 years ago.
No.
Like this human trafficking, sex trafficking.
Oh, I know it.
The drugs that we see. I mean, these market owners that we've talked about on here selling drugs like they're a Pepsi in a machine and don't think nothing about the ER visits and the people that are harmed. That's what I'm saying. People can think, well, we've always had problems. No, I don't think we've had problems like we've had at the level we've had. And, you know, you think of what Christ would do. To me, I think Christ would be very upset. Not just say, hey, brother, I'm going to pray for you.
Right, because it's hurting them. But, see, this is the responsibility of all of us. Again, we get back to that responsibility. If somebody knows it's happening, you've got to speak up.
But, you know, as Christians, this is what kind of kills me with folks. If we're supposed to be 70-80%, you know, you take a poll, probably 75%, 80%.
More than that.
Okay, let's just say 80%, okay, fake argument. These people that'll sell these drugs, we got them right here. There's an article in the paper yesterday. These market owners, but there'll be people, there'll be pastors that'll go fill up their tank in their gas station. They'll go buy cigarettes. They'll go buy Pepsis in those markets. Don't think nothing about it. But you take some other little minority group, homosexual group, and they'll sit there and protest some little restaurant because they feel discriminated against. And you got to admire them for being so aggressive. Mm-hmm. And then that group will cave into their demands. But as Christians, we just will, okay, whatever. It's just happening in our community. We don't care. You know?
You know what?
They say human trafficking. That's happening right here in our county, in our state, in this state. And we're one of the worst. And to think that they're prostituting 13-year-old girls, girls is not as young as 9 years old in this country today, and this is a Christian nation. I mean, something is wrong with this world when we see this. And so many people, I guarantee you go poll pastors and you go poll your deacons, half of them are clueless, man, on this stuff.
This is why we need the leaders, Mike, like you and Joe and, you know, all the good leaders that we've had in our area that are, to me, are emerging. There's got to be an awareness, and I think that, to me, this is the job that I see our representatives doing. Coming up with a plan, you know, it's just like, for me, people want to do something, but they don't know what to do, and so we allow them
You're
to volunteer.
Right. Let me tell you.
But see, if you can give people this, you know, when you see such and such happen, or give them a plan, come up with a plan, and I think you'll find people following.
You're right. And I tell you something, I'll share this story with you. It happened to me at church. I talk about these things at my church and Sunday school, and I get this deer in the headlight look, like, well, what are you talking about, Mike? What are you talking about? But I had this senior citizen. He was probably, he's 80-something years old, in the Sunday school class, Mike. And I told him, I said, call BP Corporate and complain about this market in Smyrna, one by Captain D's. It's notorious for selling beer and alcohol and these synthetic drugs to kids and minorities and, you know, and minors. I mean, and this guy come up to me at church. He said, Mike, I just want to let you know. And he talks real slow. And he says, Mike, I called BP last week. He said, they know about the situation. They're trying to do something about it. And I said, your phone call will go a lot further than you think it does.
That's right.
One phone call makes an impact. Because I know if I get a phone call in my office, there's 1,000 people that's probably thinking what that person's thinking. And I'm like, oh, hey, here's a voter here. I better pay attention to this issue. Return their phone call, you know. And that's the same with BP Corporate.
But a lot of people think that it's because, well, that's a vote, and you're looking for the most votes to win the next election. That's not it. When you said,
you got to be responsive.
But the key, well, sure. But the key there is that if one person takes the time and makes the effort to call you because of their concern over that issue, then they're not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's the way I approach asking questions on this show. I figure if I have that question that somebody, even if it may sound like a silly question.
Just like in business, that's your customer.
Yeah.
That you're a servant to that customer.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to retain that customer, you better be a good servant. You better bring a good service to the marketplace.
Speaking of customers, there are a lot of great sponsors that would love to have some customers, and we have rambled on and about 10 till here. So let's take a quick break, and Tyler, we'll just get all of them in right here and then come back and wrap up the show. I didn't realize that it was 10 till 4. Can you believe it? We'll get it all taken care of here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Rutherford Issues program presented by Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive, here focusing on North Rutherford County.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
It's time. Catch the energy.
Support your Blue Raiders as they hit the court and fight their way back to the NCAA championships. Women and men's Blue Raider basketball season tickets are on sale now and start as low as $100. Don't miss a single three-pointer. Score a slam dunk with season tickets today.
Tickets and information at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Catch the energy.
Robbed at gunpoint in broad daylight. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A Murfreesboro man was robbed while walking down January Street this week by two men in a silver Chevrolet Impala. The robbery occurred at 2 in the afternoon. Victim told officers one of the two men was armed with a silver pistol. The armed man asked for the victim's wallet. After getting it, the two men fled the scene. An arrest has not been made, and the victim got away unharmed. This is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. You don't have to live in pain from carpal tunnel, sinus problems, migraines, or pinched nerves. Call 895-1253 to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Mark Kester. Well, it's now official. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam announced officially Thursday that Amazon.com will construct new centers in Wilson and Rutherford counties, creating more than 1,300 new jobs and $135 million in investment in the state. It's a deal that had been rumored for many months. Together with existing facilities in Wilson, Hamilton, and Bradley counties, the state says Amazon will now be creating more than 3,300 jobs and investing more than $270 million in the state of Tennessee. There was a gang-related shooting behind the Home Depot off the Old Fort Parkway on Wednesday night. Shooting was the result of a disagreement between the Grape Street Gang and the OG Gang of Murfreesboro. Victim in the shooting was shot once in the arm after being asked if he wanted to die tonight. After being shot, Ricardo Foster walked into Walmart where he was met by police. Officers called detectives to investigate, and the 24-year-old man was transported to the hospital for the treatment of a single gunshot wound. Police reports show that no arrest had been made. The case labeled attempted murder. If you need more news, it's easy. We're on Twitter at WGNS Radio or Facebook.com/WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date, and this is WGNS News.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Discount Auto Repair in Murfreesboro. What makes us different than other repair shops? We proudly employ Christian technicians. Our mechanics are honest, they do high-quality work, and they only recommend service and repairs that are truly needed for your car or truck. Give us a call at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Roberts, we beat the dealership on service and price.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Have a blue Christmas.
Don't forget the Blue Raider fan on your Christmas list this year. This is John Brockwell at Ideas with a list of items for your true blue fans. We have tailgating tents, license plates, magnets, and more, plus clothing, polo shirts, sweatshirts, and t-shirts from infant size all the way to 4X. Check out our website at mtsutees.com or purchase it at our location, 910 Ridgely Road, behind Davy Crockett's.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your Christmas to-do list into a to-done list with great tool gift ideas for the men in your life. Get red-hot buys on Craftsman and DeWalt tools. Plus, choose from a 10-piece screwdriver set, tape rule, pry bar, aluminum level, and many more Stanley items. Just $1.99 after $5 mail-in rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We continue the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues. Cliff Sharp with Greenhouse Ministries joining us here. And Cliff, we've talked a lot about what Greenhouse Ministries is and what you do. And one thing I didn't want you to get away before we had a chance to mention, and we have mentioned it recently, but it's worth mentioning, and that's the Vitasites that are coming up. And that's very important for folks. Maybe explain what it is.
It is. I'll give you a little background on it. I got a call from the IRS, a good call, this time. And they had seen on our website, how many people we dealt with. And so they asked if we'd be interested in doing the Vitasite. And then that evening, I happened to be at a program with Brian Hercules. And I said, do you know anything about the Vita program? He said, I've been wanting to do that for 2 years and hadn't been able to, come up with a way to do it. So anyway, we started, but what the Vita, that's volunteer income tax assistance, and this will be for anyone that makes less than $50,000. And the two reasons for doing this: one is that a lot of them are getting ripped off.
They go to these quick tax repair places,
right.
And
quick story on that: I talked to a lady, and she told me that they charged her $300 to do her income tax. She was supposed to get $1,400 back, and because she wanted to get it immediately, they charged her $300 more. And if you figure it, it's about 200% interest was what it cost. But anyway, they're really ripping them off. But the second thing is there are a lot of folks that do not apply or don't know how, and that will add a lot of money back in the community. average amount that people get back is runs somewhere between 1,300 and 2,300. So, you know, that's going to add a lot of money back in the community. And so we're going to be
doing
these.
And these are people that wouldn't just – they just wouldn't file it,
they
right?
They just wouldn't file, or they just turn something in and
it's not right.
And it's not right, and they don't know where to file as head of the household, or, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got probably about 20-some-odd people have already certified, and we need some more. But we'll be doing this at Greenhouse. We'll also be open in the afternoon. If a church or a location has a place and you can get about 20 people, the IRS is loaning us 7 laptops so we can go to areas and help there too. So,
will this go on through April the 15th?
Through April 15th. We'll start the third week in January. Give everyone time to get their, you know, get all their information back. They have to have, you know, of course, their W-2s. They have to bring their Social Security card for everyone that they're claiming.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with some banks that are going to let us, they can go and start an account for like $25. And it'll be one of those accounts where you can only get money if you go in. You won't have a debit card. You won't have a check. So it's a real safe way to do that.
Sure. And that money could be directly deposited
right,
from the IRS.
The IRS within 3 to 5 days.
Yeah. And so if you can wait 3 to 5 days and save that 200% interest, look at that much more money.
You're not kidding.
You know. So that's great. So we'll continue to tell folks about the Vita sites, but I just wanted to mention that again today. And Cliff, I just appreciate everything that you do in the community. And I know that, as you've said, this is just a great community to live in. And that's been kind of a theme the last couple of weeks here on this
right.
on this program about all the great things that are going on. And I know we could focus on a lot of the bad things, but if we can focus on the good things here too. And one of those is Greenhouse Ministries.
Well, I appreciate that. And Mike, thanks for calling me.
Yes, sir. We appreciate all the work
up
you do.
We appreciate you and your leadership. And we're just, you know, again, we need that leadership that will come up with ideas to solve problems.
I know people are down on politics, but you've got some good people serving, and Democrats included. There's some good Democrats and Republicans that care about the community.
Sure they do.
And people, they're kind of surprised that people really get along better at the legislature than what people think. That's my opinion anyways.
That's at least what you see there.
Some people, well, I do. Some people may disagree, but I think for the most, John DeBerry's been on the air with us, Brendan
sure.
Gilmore, Democrats, and you know, people care about the community.
They do.
And in the time now, we need to find solutions to these problems.
Mike, Merry Christmas.
Thank you too, Brian.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas
All right,
to you.
Cliff. Thanks to everyone for listening in. And that's it for our program today. Rutherford Issues, presented by Gill's Ace Hardware. So long.